So the Seder of Chayesar begins. View Chayesar me Ashana ve'asim Shana v'shev Ashanim Shnei Chayesara. So it discusses the life of Sarah and it divides up the life of Sarah, but it also bifurcates it. It talks about Shnei Chayesara, the two lives of Sarah. So that was the life of Sarah prior to the birth of Yitzchak, and the life of Sarah after the birth of Yitzchak. And it also divides her life into three ways. It says she was 127, but it says 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. And it also, just the way it explains it, also doesn't seem to make sense. Because as Rashi says, Baskuf kevas cheslachet, that at 100 she was as sinless as age 20 in sin, which of course, at age 20 you're baronshin, you get punished by the Beis Din Shamata, Beis Din Shamala, and then it says and ma bas chof lo chota sherei ena bas onshin af bas kuf below chet. So that itself, Rashi's statement needs to be understood. And at 20 she was as beautiful as a 7-year-old. This is according to Bereishis Rabbah. And again, that's also a little bit backwards. You'd think that a 20-year-old should be as beautiful, that a 20 is the most beautiful age for a woman, not at age 7. So what is all this doing here? So the idea is, and my Rebbe Gonol and Ravaran Levi Soloveitchik Skutin Galena mentioned, that Sarah had the capacity, why three, it's divided up in two and then in three, because Sarah had the capacity to bring prior phases of her life into subsequent phases. In other words, for example, a girl 7 years old, she's beautiful, she's sweet, she's lovely, there's a certain innocence to her. A 20-year-old, not so much. So they're saying that she had the ability to, even when she was physically beautiful, and it says that Sarah was the most beautiful woman on earth, so Sarah, compared to all the women, was like a monkey compared to the women. That's how gorgeous Sarah was. So it says that Sarah Imenu had the ability that even though she was 20 and the most beautiful woman on earth, it didn't matter. She was like a 7-year-old, innocent, sweet, idle. And the same thing from age 20 to age 100, that she was free of sin, that she was kulam shavasul tovra, as Rashi says. And this is an attribute for all of us, because just as Sarah Imenu was able to bring prior attributes through her entire life, so that's also our obligation as well, that we have to bring our prior attributes, how we learned as a child. As adults, it's tough to learn. You know, you get this is on your head, that's on your head, the mortgage is due, you got to take care of the parents, all the different things, they do carpool, all these things are on your head. But you have to be able to learn Torah the way you did when you were a kid. Don't touch my anointed ones, my prophets, don't do harm to those who are our children. And this is the whole thing with all of our lives, that we have to be able to bring later the earlier phases of innocence and devotion into later phases in life to remain kulam shavas l'tovra, that every day of our life should be completely perfect and beautiful.